I agree. Speaking of heckling, one of the most famous interactions between fans and players was the Malice at the Palace in 2004, November of 2004, when Steven Jackson, Ron Artest, and others went into the crowd and got into it with some fans. Steven Jackson was on ESPN on Dan Le Batard's show. He was talking to Dan and Bomani Jones about it. And they said, you know, the thing about Steven Jackson is we know he's extremely honest. He'll say just about anything. I've never been a big Steven Jackson fan. Certainly a great player. He's gotten himself in more trouble more than he probably needs to. Mm-hmm. But I will say this. After watching this interview yesterday, while I didn't necessarily agree with some of it, I like Steven Jackson a lot more. Because I think he regrets it, but I also understand where he's coming from. And having re-examined the video now, because they showed some of the video during the interview yesterday, when he got up into the stands, he said, I was going up there and I went a row above where Artest was to try to break up the fight. But at that point, when I walked up, there was another guy that threw another beer in Artest's face. He said, and I clocked the dude. But my thing is, the fan was inserting himself in the action at that point, so I don't even have a problem with it. Now that I've seen it and we're a little bit further removed, we're almost 10 years removed from this thing, I can almost see it. And if somebody did that to you, I would probably punch him.
Yeah, no, you're a band of brothers out there. Artest, Metta World Peace or whatever, should never went up in there. But the other thing that I thought was interesting about that was, you know, those guys came down on the court and got clocked. Mm-hmm. And I think it was Jermaine O'Neal just knocked the heck out. When you come on the court, you're fair game. And I thought that was fine. You know, I think he got suspended for that. And I thought, well, at that point, it was every man for himself team against the fans. They came down there. He didn't know if they had a gun or a knife or whatever, and he clocked them. But, yeah, that was just an ugly, ugly incident.
It's funny you say that because more often than not, that's probably going to be the case. There was a report that came out yesterday. It was on the Wall Street Journal, I think. And the most dangerous place in the country, no surprise, it's been number one before, Detroit. Flint, Michigan.
Oh, yeah, Flint, yeah.
Detroit was number two.
Yeah.
So that whole area,
yeah,
there's a lot of irritated people over there.
I've been there. I was with a guy, and, you know, he was taking me through a guy that's from the inner city there I went to college with, and he was like, yeah, I haven't even taken you to the bad parts yet. I said, what are you talking about? I don't even want to see that.
So here's part of the conversation yesterday. I found Steven Jackson to be infinitely more likable after the interview.
Yeah.
And, I was a little surprised, but I really enjoyed the conversation. He also talks about a conversation that he had after the fight, and it was him, Artest, and former Cyclone Jamal Tinsley, who has been, he has hung around the league a long time. He's still playing, which is remarkable. He's been hanging around there a long, long time. He's had a nice NBA career, and he's been making a check for a long time. But here's part of the conversation yesterday. I thought it was pretty entertaining.
You said that Rod Artest never thanked you for what you did at the Palace. Why do you think he should have thanked you?
Because I don't think he was thinking at the time. The funniest thing, me and Jamal Tinsley, every time I see him, we laugh at this. Right after the brawl, we're in the locker room, and this is why I say he never said thank you. We're in the locker room. So we're sitting there, legs all scratched up from hopping over the bleachers, our adrenaline pumped because we done laid a couple people out. We feeling like we did something, you know what I mean? We all sit back and Ron Artest, AKA Metta World Peace, leans back and look at Jamal Artest and asks us, do you think we're going to get in trouble? I say, Ron, in trouble? You lucky we still have a job. That was the funniest thing. That was the funniest thing ever. Trouble? You lucky we have a job, Ron? Crazy.
Well, hold on. Knowing that you're lucky you had a job, you went into the stands, way high up into the stands. What made you go
in
there?
You enjoyed that. Steven, you looked like you were enjoying that. Admit now that you were enjoying punching the customers.
Hey, well, let me say this. All of racial slurs I done heard, all the things I done heard about my mom and my basketball game and my kids and all this, it felt good to punch a fan one time. I'm not going to lie. I regret it. I ain't going to lie, I regret it because I lost $3 million behind and I almost lost my job. I regret it, but when I initially went in the stands, I went up there to help Ron. If you look at the tape, I go up to a row above Ron because I was trying to grab him. Well, as I got up there to grab him, another fan threw another beer in his face. I felt like he got assaulted at the time. So I felt like if you up here, you should be breaking up. But you throw a beer, you deserve a lick too. And he got it.
You only regret the punishment. You don't regret the action. You regret reaction.
Right. The $3 million.
That's it.
That's all. That's all.
It's pretty good
that
stuff.
That is good.
Is that not good?
Oh, I want to hear the whole thing. That was very candid.
If you look for it online today on YouTube, I'm sure you can find it. But it's fascinating. Steven Jackson. I like it. I like the plain speaking. Most guys would never admit
that. Are we going to get in trouble?
Nobody would admit that they enjoyed punching the fan, but he does. I love it. And how about Artest? That just shows you how kooky Ron Artest is. I mean, are you nuts? Yeah, no, we're going to be fine. I'm sure we won't get more than a game suspension. What are you, crazy? I love it. I love it. Yeah, that dude is he is not even dealing with a half a deck. But he's kept himself in check pretty well since flipping over to Metal World Peace.
He has.
He's a couple sandwiches shy of a picnic. It happens.
I'm reading Phil Jackson's book. I look forward to seeing how he compares Rodman and World Peace.
That's
together.
A great one. Yeah. Well, the difference is that Metal World Peace is a nice player. He's a good complimentary player. Rodman was a stud, maybe the best rebounder for his size ever.
Absolutely. Get a few concessions when you can do something like that.
I don't think Ron Artest is a Hall of Famer.
No.
Dennis Rodman is a Hall of Famer. So
he is.
And that's the thing. It's like it doesn't matter what business you work in. If somebody's a little bit difficult from a personality standpoint to deal with, if they're great, you're willing to put up with it. But if they're just pretty good, like Artest, I don't know how much you're willing to put up with. Luckily for him, he got himself in check eventually.
Yep, that's true.
It's 10:27. Justin Akery joined by Nate Olson. We'll update you further on the U.S. Open. Tiger Woods is underway on his second round, and it is a cool day at Marion. They are in the 50s. They were playing. It was in the 50s this morning. So, anyway,
cool.
It's literally. But man, I'm telling you, how much would you like to tee it up tomorrow and have it be in the 50s?
Be nice.
I would take that over 95.
Absolutely.